Among Muslims, there are some who advocate the philosophy of Rumi, some who claim that homosexuality, which the Quran defines as an abomination, is legitimate, some who claim that wine, which is unlawful by religion, is lawful, and some who support the fallacy of Darwinism, which denies the fact that God created everything, and try to make an understanding that does not comply with the Quran to prevail in the world. This wrongful understanding of Islam, advocated by such people, is dangerous for the entire Islamic world. Muslims should be very cautious against this attempt to disseminate a philosophy that misrepresents Islam.
Quilliam Foundation, a London-based think tank, in an exhibition held by this foundation that is supposedly serving Muslims. Information about man-to-man sexual relations praised in the works, claiming to belong to Maulana, a.k.a. Rumi, is explained. The foundation advocates Rumism and Darwinism. In a panel organized by the Quilliam Foundation on April 21, 2016, with the name Sexual Diversity Within Islam, homosexuality, which God has defined as an abomination and deemed unlawful, was discussed. Well-known homosexuals in England who present themselves as Muslims have attended this panel as panelists. One of the founders of the foundation, Majid Nawaz, who advocates Rumism and Darwinism, promoted this panel that propagates homosexuality on his social media account with the following words. The great speakers in our Quilliam Foundation and Free Word Center panel tonight on sexual diversity within Islam. As a matter of fact, in the Quran, God defines homosexuality as an abomination. In his hadiths, our Prophet, peace be upon him, also defines homosexuality as the thing that I most fear. Jabir bin Abdallah narrated that the Messenger of God said, "The thing that I most fear for my nation is the action of the people of Lot. Homosexuality." Panelists in the Quilliam Foundation's panel advocating homosexuality, which God has deemed unlawful, haram.
Asif Lahore. He advocates Rumism and Darwinism. Asif Lahore is a homosexual well known for his theater plays, focusing on homosexuality. He runs a nightclub where homosexuals frequently visit. He is known to be one of the most preeminent homosexuals in England.
Arya Alaga. He is a homosexual social media expert living in London. He advocates Rumism and Darwinism. His family is from Iran. He was born in the UK. He is striving to make homosexuals regarded as legitimate within the Muslim world.
Kakan Qureshi. His father is one of the founders of the Birmingham Central Mosque. He advocates Rumism and Darwinism. He says that he has been living a homosexual lifestyle since he was 22. With his writings, with the programs he attends, and his statements, he is one of those who constantly keep homosexuality on the agenda. He founded a number of institutions propagandizing homosexuality.
According to Islam, homosexuality is a forbidden haram act, described as an abomination in the Quran and the Hadiths.
I seek refuge in God from the accursed Satan. Of all beings, do you lie with males, leaving the wives God has created for you? You are a people who have overstepped the limits. He said, I am someone who detests the deed you perpetrate.
Peter Techo. He actively works in the UK and collaborates with the team of Quilliam Foundation. He declared explicitly and repeatedly in the media that he is one of the most renowned homosexuals of the UK. He also advocates Rumism and Darwinism. He works with the popular Tell Mama organization that advocates on behalf of homosexuals. Since 1967, he has carried out activities that encourage and propagate homosexuality. He conducts organized studies to legitimize homosexual marriages in many countries.
Matt Ogston. He is one of the widely known homosexuals in England who lived in London with a man named Naz while he was 23 years old. He founded a foundation named the Naz and Matt Foundation after his homosexual partner, Naz, committed suicide. The foundation advocates homosexuality and carries out activities to legitimize homosexuality. The Naz and Matt Foundation also supported Quilliam Foundation exhibition named Sexuality in Islam that praises homosexuality. Hundreds of Muslims are martyred daily in Syria, Iraq, and Libya. Dozens drowned in the Mediterranean Sea, and millions are living their lives as refugees in foreign lands, while all that the Quilliam Foundation seems to be concerned with is spreading homosexuality, a behavior which is forbidden in the Quran.
According to Islam, homosexuality is a forbidden haram act, described as an abomination in the Quran and the Hadiths. Our prophet described this practice as an abhorrent act in a hadith. Cursed are the ones who practice the abhorrent act, homosexuality of the people of Lot.
And Lot, when he said to his people, "Do you commit an obscenity not perpetrated before you by anyone in all the worlds? You come with lust to men instead of women. You are indeed a depraved people." Another field Quilliam Foundation is active in, just as much as giving voice to homosexuality, is propaganda on Rumism and Darwinism. People appearing as Muslims are sent across the world by means of this foundation to advocate Darwinism and materialism. Although there is not a single word that validates the claims of the evolution of living things in the Quran, they are preaching Darwinism as if it complies with the Quran.
The theory of evolution does not exist in the Quran. It is impossible even for a single protein to come into being by chance. More than 700 million fossils prove creation, whereas there is not a single fossil that shows evolution is true. Just like the jinns, angels, and the staff of Prophet Moses, which turned into a snake, were created in an instant without any evolutionary process, humans were created in an instant, as is described in the Quran. Despite this fact that is indicated by both the Quran and science, trying to reconcile Islam and Darwinism is against the essentials of Islam. Ed Hussein, founder of the Quilliam Foundation. The real name of Ed Hussein, who comes from a Bangladeshi family, is Muhammad Mahbub Hussein. Since he doesn't want to use the name of our prophet, peace be upon him, may God forbid, he prefers the name Ed. He advocates Rumism and Darwinism. Some information Ed Hussein gives about himself. "I could no longer believe in a God who wanted us to govern in his name. In fact, I did not even think of God as he anymore. God was a human construct, a human projection. My inner consciousness of God hit an all-time low. The presence of God in my life was lost. Externally, I portrayed signs of piety to maintain a standing among my target audience, but I was no longer an observant Muslim. I had lost the essence of Islam. I still had two faces, two personalities. I couldn't accept Islam as a spiritual pursuit. My distance from God resulted partly because true faith had not touched my heart in a decade. I wore it on my sleeve, abused it for political ends, but I had lost the essence of Islam." One of the people Ed Hussein likes the most and finds enlightening is Maulana Rumi.
Majid Nawaz, born in England, he is of Pakistani origin. He is one of the founders of the Quilliam Foundation and Ed Hussein's business partner. He shares caricatures about the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and God, may God forbid, in his Twitter account that are offensive to Muslims. He advocates Rumism and Darwinism. He made a statement saying, "Islam is not a religion of peace."
One of the most significant characteristics of Majid Nawaz is that he constantly keeps homosexuality, which is an abomination that God has deemed unlawful, on the agenda.
In many programs he attends, and in the columns he writes, he explains homosexuality and concocts in his mind reconciliation and compatibility with Islam. For example, in one of the shows he attended on BBC in 2014, named "Can You Be Gay and Muslim?", Majid Nawaz claimed that being opposed to premarital sex and homosexuality is a bigoted mindset, and stated that all sorts of homosexual relations and homosexual marriage should be accepted by Muslims.
According to Islam, homosexuality is a forbidden haram act, described as an abomination in the Quran and the Hadiths. When Lot said to his people, "You are committing an obscenity not perpetrated before you by anyone in all the worlds. Do you lie with men and waylay them on the road and commit depravities within your gatherings?"
In a recent article, Majid Nawaz makes the claim, "Why does gay sex scare modern Muslims? It didn't in the Golden Age." In this article, he uses a picture of two men, lip to lip. In this article, while Majid Nawaz claims that many so-called Islamic scholars regard homosexuality as normal, he uses Rumi as a reference to this claim. "The person who claimed to be Rumi has expressed a profound passion and love for a man called Shams Tabrizi in his works, and Majid Nawaz, in his own way, uses this as an evidence to advocate homosexuality."
Attention!
Certain people who praise homosexuality, which is unlawful according to the Quran, and defend ideas that contradict the fact of creation by God, are trying to promote a Muslim concept to the public that is completely different from what is described in the Quran.
Our Prophet, peace be upon him, commanded, "Cursed are the ones who practice the abhorrent act, homosexuality of the people of Lot."
Chatham House, Quilliam Foundation Connection. According to historical record, Chatham House was founded on May 30th, 1919, in Paris's Hotel Majestic with a round table meeting. The attendees included members of the Rockefeller, Morgan, Carnegie, Rothschild, and Rhodes families. The purpose of the meeting was reshaping the world in post-World War I era. It was this very round table, in other words, Chatham House, that disintegrated the Ottoman Empire, drew up the Sykes-Picot maps, and prepared the Treaty of Sèvres. Following the First World War, the modern Middle East was established there. This round table was later turned into a think tank and renamed the Royal Institute of International Affairs. Chatham House, which operates as the Royal Institute of International Affairs, is known in the media as the institution that acts as the strategic intellectual engine of the world's shadow state. Chatham House introduces Majid Nawaz, the founder of Quilliam Foundation, and recommends his writings on a webpage that is accessible only by its members. Ed Hussein, co-founder of Quilliam Foundation, gives a speech at a meeting held by Chatham House in London on the impact of UK's counterterrorism agenda at home and abroad. Noman Banotman, the president and executive board member of the Quilliam Foundation, together with Maha Azam from Chatham House, attend a meeting held by the Frontline Club in London. The media reported that the attendees continued their discussions until midnight after the meeting ended. Noman Banotman from Quilliam Foundation attends another meeting moderated by a BBC host, together with Sir Richard Dalton from Chatham House. Associate Fellow of Chatham House for the Middle East and North Africa program, Hassan Hassan, shares Quilliam Foundation's report and highly recommends it. Associate Fellow of Chatham House for the Middle East and North Africa program, Hassan Hassan, shares the writings of Ed Hussein, the co-founder of Quilliam Foundation, and offers his support on a regular basis. He exchanges views with Ed Hussein and shares an audio transcript of Ed Hussein's speech at the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations.
Usama Hassan. He is a researcher in the Islamic Studies Department of the Quilliam Foundation. He advocates Rumism and Darwinism, just like it is claimed in the books that are claimed to be Rumis. He claims that the theory of evolution is compatible with Islam. He advocates the fallacy claiming that the concept of evolution exists in Islam as well. He claims that the origin of life might have come from the space. The fact is, however, that science disproves the theory of evolution, and this concept does not exist in the Quran. Regarding the Quran as, may God forbid, insufficient, he claims that the commands and prohibitions in the Quran should be reevaluated, and that a new Sharia should be formed. The theory of evolution does not exist in the Quran. It is impossible even for a single protein to come into being by chance. More than 700 million fossils prove creation, whereas there is not a single fossil that shows evolution is true. Just like the jinns, angels, and the staff of Prophet Moses, which turned into a snake, were created in an instant without any evolutionary process, humans were created in an instant, as is described in the Quran. Despite this fact that is indicated by both the Quran and science, trying to reconcile Islam and Darwinism is against the essentials of Islam.
The Telmama Foundation and Fiaz Mughal, another British foundation advocating Rumism and Darwinism. The foundation that presents itself as seemingly an organization concerned with reporting and analyzing attacks against Muslims is known for defending homosexuals, which is an abomination, according to the Quran. The foundation carries out joint activities with Quilliam Foundation. On July 9, 2014, Telmama and its executive, Fiaz Mughal, held a meeting in Quilliam. The topic discussed in this meeting was about choosing a method that will collect information about Muslims. Usama Hassan also attended this meeting. Fiaz Mughal, the founder of this foundation, is known for his support for homosexuals in social media. Fiaz Mughal, who is in close contact with England's well-known homosexual Peter Tatchell, praises a person who participated in the gay parade, homosexual parade, in London, and called himself the oldest gay, homosexual, and describes him as an amazing person. Saida Warsi is another important supporter of the Telmama Foundation. The most significant common characteristic Saida Warsi, who was the first Muslim female minister in the UK government, has with this circle is the support she gives to homosexuals. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, commanded, God would not look at the face of those who come with lust to men, expels them from his mercy.
In the past, God punished those communities that insisted on engaging in homosexuality, which is an abomination, and did not abandon it despite all the warnings, with a punishment that is a lesson to the entire humanity. The way the people of Lot and Pompeii perished are quite thought-provoking. In order to counter it, it is important to inform, educate, and raise awareness of people. Do you come with lust to men instead of women? You are people who are deeply ignorant. So we rescued him and his family, except for his wife. We ordained her to be one of those who stayed behind. Saida Warsi. Saida Warsi, who is the so-called representative of Muslims in the British Parliament, openly advocates homosexuality, which God has deemed unlawful. She also is an advocate of Darwinism and Roomism. In her own mind, she argues that Muslims should advocate homosexuality in order to become modern. For instance, in the interview she gave to the Daily Mail, she says that Muslims are progressive about gay rights, homosexual rights, and in her own way, tries to lead Muslims in this field. Saida Warsi, who said, "There is social conservatism, maybe even social intolerance, but most religious communities on the issue of homosexuality have been on a journey on this. So has my own party. So has the Church of England," posted the following message on the social media. "The journey from homophobes to gay rights is one we have all been on, the Tory party, the church, and the Muslims." According to Islam, homosexuality is a forbidden haram act, described as an abomination in the Quran and the Hadiths.
And Lot, when he said to his people, "Do you commit an obscenity not perpetrated before you by anyone in all the worlds? You come with lust to men instead of women. You are indeed a depraved people." Faisal Abbas, the editor of Al Arabiya English. He advocates Roomism and Darwinism.
Zia Maral lives in London. He is one of those people the Quilliam Foundation gives references to. Turkey and Middle East specialist. Advocates Roomism and Darwinism. He frequently shares quotes from Rumi in his social media accounts.
Iyad El-Baghdadi, Arab Spring activist. He now resides in Norway, where he has received political asylum. He advocates Roomism and Darwinism.
Omar Ashour, UK citizen of Egyptian origin. He is a member of Chatham House. He advocates Roomism and Darwinism. He is a senior lecturer in security studies in the University of Exeter that carries out joint works with the Quilliam Foundation.
Mo Ansar, his real name is Muhammad Ansar. He is of Pakistani origin. Since he doesn't want to use the name of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, may God forbid, he prefers the abbreviated form of the name as Mo. He advocates Roomism and Darwinism.
Sam Harris. He is an American atheist author, together with whom Majit Nawaz has written a book. Majit Nawaz calls him Habibi, my beloved. He advocates Roomism and Darwinism. He is an advocate of the new atheism movement. According to this movement, one should oppose religion, and religion should be kept under pressure. Attention!
Certain people who praise homosexuality, which is unlawful according to the Quran, and defend ideas that contradict the fact of creation by God, are trying to promote a Muslim concept to the public that is completely different from what is described in the Quran.
C.J. Whirlman, Australian atheist author. He advocates Roomism and Darwinism.
Surely God is above all his claims. In his book, God Hates You, and in all his other books, he uses very crude words about God, religion, and sacred values that show a complete lack of respect. It is attention-grabbing that certain people who proclaim that they are against God, Islam, and the Quran, promote Rumi's philosophy along with some people who claim to be Muslims. Rumi's philosophy is used by certain circles to indoctrinate a conception of Islam among Muslims that has no place in the Quran. Hamza Yusuf. He is American. His real name is Mark Hansen. He advocates Roomism and Darwinism. He has been propagandizing Roomism in Turkey for 15 years.
Timothy Winter. He is British. He introduces himself as Abdal Hakim Murad. He advocates Roomism and Darwinism. He teaches Islam in Cambridge University and mainly focuses on Roomism in his lectures.
Anno Bunik. Specialist in intelligence. He is lecturer in university and a commentator about Middle East and conflicts. He advocates Roomism and Darwinism. Dimitris Bibikos. He claims to be a Muslim, yet shares photographs of himself taken with a wine bottle in his hand. His postings have propensity for violence and advocates people known for their homosexuality. He is also known for his comments that are incompatible with the morality of the Quran. He advocates Roomism and Darwinism.
According to Islam, homosexuality is a forbidden haram act, described as an abomination in the Quran and the Hadiths.
Of all beings, do you lie with males, leaving the wives God has created for you? You are a people who have overstepped the limits. He said, I am someone who detests the deed you perpetrate.
Jabir bin Abdallah narrated that the Messenger of God said, the thing that I most fear for my nation is the action of the people of Lot, homosexuality. Sarah Maple, British feminist of Iranian origin. She is a Darwinist and advocates Rumism. Since she tries to humiliate Muslim women and mocks them in her own way via her exhibitions, she receives support for this attitude from this lot, mainly from Majid Nawaz. Since she has works against Islam, the biggest art galleries in the UK allow her to exhibit her works in them.
Majid Rafizadeh. He is of Iranian and Syrian origins and known for his books against Islam. He is a Darwinist and advocates Rumism. God is surely above all his claims. His book is titled, A God Who Hates Women. In his new book about to be published, he explains why and how he abandoned Islam.
He defends the relationship of men who have sex with men, which is an abomination according to Islam.
Because of his comments against Islam and Muslims, he receives special support from some British and American media.
David Lapiska. He is an American freelance journalist based in Istanbul. He was barred from re-entering Turkey on April 25, 2016, because he is on the list of the persons designated to be a threat to enter Turkey. He is known for his prejudiced writings against Turkey. He advocates Darwinism and Rumism. He shares postings that regard man-to-man sexual relations as normal in his social media accounts. Attention!
Certain people who praise homosexuality, which is unlawful according to the Quran, and defend ideas that contradict the fact of creation by God, are trying to promote a Muslim concept to the public that is completely different from what is described in the Quran. Sunny Hundal. He was born in London and is of Indian origin. He is an author and an academic.
He is known for his writings and postings that, in his own way, mock the beliefs of Muslims, and he advocates homosexuality, which is an abomination according to Islam.
For instance, he shares the caricatures of Charlie Hebdo in which they, in their own minds, imagine that they are mocking Christians and Muslims. One of his postings that advocate the rights of homosexuals is a photo that shows the raised homosexual flag. Along with this photo, he makes a comment in which he urges Asians to question themselves about their anti-homosexuality and says, The United States Supreme Court today legalized gay marriage. History has been made. In another posting, he defines the spreading of homosexuality among Muslims as amazing news. Another one of the incidents Sunny Hundal praises is the fact that Scotland is the only country in which the majority of political party leaders are homosexual. Sunny Hundal's writings are also shared by the Tell Mama Foundation, which advocates homosexuality, with praises. Well-known British homosexual Peter Tatchell shares a writing with the title Islam's Great Love Story with Sunny Hundal. All this information shows us how a conscious movement is carried out to disseminate homosexuality, which God has deemed unlawful to the Islamic world.
According to Islam, homosexuality is a forbidden haram act, described as an abomination in the Quran and the Hadiths.
And Lot, when he said to his people, Do you commit an obscenity not perpetrated before you by anyone in all the worlds? You come with lust to men instead of women. You are indeed a depraved people.
Our prophet commanded as follows. Jabir bin Abdallah narrated that the Messenger of God said, The thing that I most fear for my nation is the action of the people of Lot, homosexuality. Yalda Hakim. Born in Afghanistan, Yalda Hakim, who works as a journalist in the UK, is one of those people who advocates Rumism and Darwinism. She prepares a great part of the BBC shows praising homosexuality and reports about the Quilliam Foundation. Yalda Hakim is also the one who prepared the report about the exhibition organized by the Quilliam Foundation that encourages homosexuality and announced this exhibition in her social media account. Islam and Sexuality, a new art exhibition by Quilliam Foundation Majid Nawaz in London. We discuss with an artist. Majid Nawaz in return thanks Yalda Hakim for making news about Quilliam's exhibition. Yalda Hakim, who also writes tweets praising the legitimization of homosexual marriages in the U.S., frequently posts quotations about Rumism. The OBS intelligence organization based in Malta thanks Yalda Hakim for her postings related with Rumi. Thank you, Yalda Jan. Keep sharing more from Great Rumi. attention.
Certain people who praise homosexuality, which is unlawful according to the Quran, and defend ideas that contradict the fact of creation by God, are trying to promote a Muslim concept to the public that is completely different from what is described in the Quran. Haras Rafiq. He is the executive manager of the Quilliam Foundation. He advocates Rumism and Darwinism. He claims that the irreligious, godless, Stalinist PKK should be supported and that this terror organization should be supplied with weapons. He also speaks unseemly about Turkish soldiers defending our homeland, risking their lives.
One of the things that Haras Rafiq advocates is the rights of homosexuality, which is an act forbidden by God.
The speech he gave in the conference where gay rights, homosexual rights, were promoted, titled Interfaith Solidarity, LGBT, held at Warwick University in the UK, was shared by the well-known homosexual Peter Tatchell. Well-known homosexual Peter Tatchell praises this speech of Haras Rafiq by saying, Haras Rafiq of Quilliam Foundation speaks out for LGBT rights at Interfaith Conference. Haidar Zaki, who is also one of those working for Quilliam, says that as Quilliam, they will be defending the rights of homosexuals, which God has deemed as unlawful, and shares Haras Rafiq's speech at a gay rights, homosexual rights meeting. Haras Rafiq posts quotes from Rumi in his social media account and sends them to people such as Majid Nawaz.
According to Islam, homosexuality is a forbidden haram act, described as an abomination in the Quran and the Hadiths.
Of all beings, do you lie with males, leaving the wives God has created for you? You are a people who have overstepped the limits. He said, I am someone who detests the deed you perpetrate.
Our Prophet, peace be upon him, commanded, cursed are the ones who practice the abhorrent act, homosexuality of the people of Lot. Nirvana Mahmood, commentator on the Middle East. Her views in her articles are mostly against Turkey. She advocates Rumism and Darwinism. She writes about gay rights, homosexual rights. Majid Nawaz frequently recommends the articles of Nirvana Mahmood and wants everyone to support her. Haras Rafiq of Quilliam invites Nirvana Mahmood to write for Quilliam. This is how Nirvana Mahmood praises Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau's support for homosexuals. Mr. Cool, who is pro-gays and pro-Islamists. He would be more magical if he make the Islamists accept gay rights. Gay marriage, homosexual marriage, is something else Nirvana Mahmood supports. She posted, Dear fellow Egyptians, if you are not happy with gay marriage, do not visit the countries that allowed it. Meanwhile, mind your own business. Together with Ed Hussein, they share quotes of Rumi back and forth. Ed Hussein sent Nirvana Mahmood the following quote of Rumi. There are 1,000 ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Mavlana Rumi. Nirvana Mahmood also shared Mustafa Akyol's article published in New York Times with the heading, The hostility of many Muslims toward homosexuality has little basis in the Quran, and said the following. Must read by Mustafa Akyol. Sadly, soul-searching is in short supply among Muslims, not just about homosexuality. Attention!
Certain people who praise homosexuality, which is unlawful according to the Quran, and defend ideas that contradict the fact of creation by God, are trying to promote a Muslim concept to the public that is completely different from what is described in the Quran. Rula Jibril. She was born in Haifa, Israel. She is a foreign policy analyst, author, and novelist. She defines herself as a secular Muslim. She is from Ed Hussein's close circle. She advocates Rumism and Darwinism. She openly supports homosexuality. She claims that advocating homosexuality is advocating human rights. She also shares Mustafa Akyol's articles about homosexuality. In her social media account, she defines a night she spent with two homosexuals as an amazing night.
Shiraz Maher, who has been the chief researcher in London King's College, Center for International Radicalization Studies, is a British citizen with Pakistani origins. He advocates Rumism and Darwinism. He also has connections with the Tony Blair Foundation, which Ed Hussein works for. The Quilliam Foundation supports Shiraz Maher and shares his articles. Majid Nawaz recommends Shiraz Maher, saying that he should be followed. Homosexual activist Peter Tatchell, who works with the Tell Mama Foundation, shares the articles of Shiraz Maher. Shiraz Maher shares postings advocating homosexual marriages, and in his own mind advocates gay rights, homosexual rights. For instance, in his own mind, he criticizes anti-homosexuality in Russia.
Claire Berlinski. She is an author, academic, and an advisor who worked in England, Thailand, Laos, France, and Turkey. She advocates Roomism and Darwinism. She is a friend of David Lapiska, who shares postings supporting homosexuality. She shares libelous posts against Turkey. She makes comments that do not befit respect to religion. Nirvana Mahmood and Mustafa Akyol are among those she supports and has connections with. Claire Berlinski supports homosexuality. For instance, in her book named Menace in Europe, Why the Continent's Crisis is America's, 2, she praises the election of homosexual mayor of Paris.
According to Islam, homosexuality is a forbidden haram act, described as an abomination in the Quran and the Hadiths.
And Lot, when he said to his people, "Do you commit an obscenity not perpetrated before you by anyone in all the worlds? You come with lust to men instead of women. You are indeed a depraved people."
Jabir bin Abdallah narrated that the Messenger of God said, "The thing that I most fear for my nation is the action of the people of Lot, homosexuality." Brooklyn Middleton. She is an American political and security risk analyst. Her articles are published in Al Arabiya. She works in close contact with Faisal Abbas, the editor of Al Arabiya. She advocates Darwinism and Roomism. She says that she, in the past, used to think she was Rumi. She explicitly gives voice to homosexuality, which God has deemed unlawful, and reports on events that support homosexuality. She announced the legalization of homosexual marriage in the U.S. as very joyous news. Long overdue deployment. Congratulations, my beautiful country. Supreme Court legalizes gay marriage nationwide. She is in contact with Ed Hussein and Majid Nawaz from Quilliam Foundation. She shares the writings of David Lapiska, whose entry to Turkey has been banned, and bounces ideas off with him. She is in Ziya Meral's close circle and recommends others to follow Nirvana Mahmood.
New Horizons. The UK-based foundation states that their mission is to make reforms in Islam. They advocate Darwinism and Roomism. They conduct joint studies with Quilliam Foundation regarding these matters. In their meetings, Usama Hassan from Quilliam Foundation gives lectures about the unscientific theory of evolution, which denies the creation of living things by God. On their social media account, the foundation shared Usama Hassan's false ideas, claiming that scholars on Islam and the Science Task Force had no issue with the idea of human evolution in harmony with Islam. In the conference named British Islam 2016, organized by the New Horizons Foundation, speakers who support homosexuality, which God has defined as an abomination and deemed strictly unlawful, were given the floor. This foundation also supports the activities of Tell Mama Foundation and its director, Fiaz McCall. They also promote groups and meetings publicizing Roomism.
The theory of evolution does not exist in the Quran. It is impossible even for a single protein to come into being by chance. More than 700 million fossils prove creation, whereas there is not a single fossil that shows evolution is true. Just like the jinns, angels, and the staff of Prophet Moses, which turned into a snake, were created in an instant without any evolutionary process, humans were created in an instant, as is described in the Quran. Despite this fact, that is indicated by both the Quran and science, trying to reconcile Islam and Darwinism is against the essentials of Islam. All this information shows us how a conscious movement is being carried out to disseminate homosexuality, which God has deemed unlawful. This movement in the Islamic world is aimed at prevailing a Quranless understanding of Islam that is based on Darwinism and Roomism. This false understanding of Islam, preached by some, is a grave danger for the whole Islamic world. Muslims should be very cautious about it. However, the only action to be taken against this danger is an ideological response and an intellectual effort. This is possible only by informing people and raising awareness with the verses of the Quran and scientific evidence. In other words, through a cultural effort.